Proportions is the solo project of musician David Downs. His new album is intended to stretch across multiple genres while still fitting together as one complete experience. The new album is called The Safe Place and has been described as introspective and sensitive. David Downs, also known as New Oceans, is my in-studio guest. How are you, David?
Hey, fine, thanks. Thanks, Justin.
This is really groovy. This is what you did here with this project, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. It's trying to go for something a little bit different.
You were in an industrial group called Compliant.
Yeah, for a little while.
What caused you then to want to break away from that and start New Oceans?
Well, I kind of felt I was pigeonholing myself into a specific style, and I listened to a lot of different music, and I really didn't want to do that to myself. I wanted to just be able to create whatever I wanted to make, so just wanted to start fresh and make a new band.
How far along into the old project does that happen, that realization where you're like, oh god, you know, I'm making the same pop rock tracks or whatever genre you were playing?
Well, it started, I was working on the second album, actually, and I mean, we had done a few shows. That was just an EP that we put out for Compliant, and I know the shows were really fun, really crazy, but after a while I realized I'm not always so angry. And so I'm like, you know, tearing things apart on stage and throwing things at people, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of happy right now, and this doesn't really make sense.
So what kind of music were you playing with Compliant, besides angry and destructive?
Just like loud industrial music, and we do a lot of things on shows where we'd hand out circuit bend instruments to the crowd and have them just start making noise and, like, pounding away and, like, just making them angry. It was fun.
So you broke off of Compliant.
Yeah.
Now, rather than just jump full ahead into a new band, you wanted to start the solo project.
Right. Exactly.
Was there something about working alone that appealed to you?
When I'm working alone, it gives me the freedom to really just build things up whenever I want to. I mean, it could be 4 a.m, you know, and I wake up and I have this idea and I can just lay a track down or two. You don't have to wait for other people and try to collaborate and make sense of what you're doing. You kind of remove the jamming process, you know, where things just kind of start rolling and getting comfortable. You kind of make yourself purposely uncomfortable and see what you can create out of that. So it's like you're sitting there making music and it's like things aren't working, so you have the freedom to go a completely different direction and just keep piling things until it works.
And if you're jamming with other musicians, that's tough to do because you can't just stop everybody and say, stop, all right.
Yeah.
Do that over, that sounds okay, but you need to do something like this. You don't really have that reign over other musicians.
Right. You don't want to be a control freak or something, so, you know.
So then you start a solo project so you can absolutely be a control freak.
Yeah, kind of.
And because this is a solo project, this is you. You're responsible for writing all of the music that we hear.
Yeah.
That's insane. So then, is it a process of layering and going along like pieces to a puzzle, or do you envision these songs in your head as one whole arrangement already?
Well, I mean, to be honest, sometimes it starts off as an arrangement in your head, but I mean, by the time you get into the studio and you start recording things, things change a lot. I mean, you know, you're a few tracks in, and then you've already completely forgotten what you thought about before, and it becomes some whole other beast after that, so, yeah.
Now, when you are layering, and let's say you start with the bass line.
Yeah.
Are you listening then to the bass line and letting that move you and inform what the next part is going to be?
Yeah, sometimes. A lot of times, too, I start with a beat. I really like to create beats, program beats, and then, like, change them around as much as I can, distort them. After that, sometimes the bass line, sometimes guitar, whatever feels right, and just build on top of that. Let each instrument inform the other and just, you know, build off of that.
Now, here's the thing. When you get frustrated at 4 in the morning, before, you could take it out on a band member. Now right. It's just you.
Yeah, just me. So I just could beat myself up for a little bit and go back to sleep.
Stuff that was making its way into these songs, specifically the lyrics, were personal experiences?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them. I mean, I'm pulling from, things from childhood or, stories, just everyday life, stuff like that. You know, love, pain, and all those things.
Life, love, and pain. Your childhood, what things were you pulling from childhood?
Is
that the song, Mama, I Want My Bottle?
Well, there's a few songs in there, actually, that are about my mom and growing up with my mom. She's a really great woman, but she's recovering from a lot, so we dealt with a lot when we were younger. So she was a young mother, you know, dealing with a lot herself.
How is that, putting that into music? Because that's a personal part of you.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to share this with people who don't necessarily know you as a person.
It's a little bit hard sometimes. The hardest part isn't so much with the strangers, it's more with the people that you're writing the songs about. So, you know, my mom, she'll hear the song and, you know, she thinks it's great and everything, and then she reads the lyrics and, you know, she's calling me up and apologizing to me for things that happened, and it's like, oh, I don't want you to take it that way, you know, I mean, they're completely past that, you know, but it's just still something that comes up and you want to write about, so, you know, good material is for music, you know.
You started this project, it's a solo project.
Yeah.
Now, did you find when it came time to performing, you definitely needed to enlist the help of other musicians?
Yeah.
Which is weird, right? If you think about it,
you got
away from the band so you can work solo. You're working solo now and you need the band.
Yeah, and actually the band members right now, there's Eric Beam and Scott Lazara. Eric's from Viewers Like You, another band, and they play with me live on stage. They were also part of Compliant. It just kind of happened. They came back together with the band and it worked out just fine, so... Yeah.
Which is even more ironic, right. Considering you were confined by Compliant. You wanted to start a new project,
and
now you have the members of Compliant part of the new project.
I know. It works out. We work well together, you know, but I just still had to do my own thing for recording, at least.
Sure, totally get it. So the way you're packaging this album is probably one of the most innovative ways that I've ever seen. You have a book that takes the place of a physical CD.
Yeah.
You get the book. And then in it is the digital download for the album.
Yeah, we do sell a CD. But the whole thing is we're trying to get people away from the idea of a CD. I mean, most people download music nowadays. The only problem with that is you don't really get that book of album artwork. You know, I love those lyrics and the pictures and everything that came with an album. So this is like an 8x8 book that has photography that I've taken that matches up with the lyrics and the mood of everything. And I just wanted to offer that. So you could still get that, and you could get the music download, but you don't have to have that CD.
So, for those who've been listening, where can they go to get this book and, of course, the music?
You can go to my website online. It's www.thenewoceans.yolasite.com. You can also go to CD Baby carries the CD itself and the download. iTunes has it, Zoom, all the digital places are going to have the digital download, at least.
Very cool, man. The new album, once again, is called A Safe Place, and you can find more about New Oceans on the sites that you listed as well as your Facebook page. David, thank you very much for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man.